Hello, how you doing, wonderful people? It's your host, the able and wonderful Harry Otoicheri, and I'm taking you today on a rant. And today I'm just gonna be, well, talking about how, first off, running a business in Nigeria as a youth is, how we're preparing for elections and people are campaigning, and also how yesterday was, that was the 23rd of January. So hang on and keep listening. I'll be back after the break. I'm back. So that was quite a journey, yeah. First of all, I was going to be talking about running a business. Well, in Nigeria, it's a little bit crazy because half of the time the banks don't like you because they don't want to give you opportunities for you to say start a business or get granted a loan for whatever enterprise you're about to start. So it's usually the grind and the heart and the hustle that determines how far you go. But then, you know, we being spiritual Christians, it's like, yeah, we have the upper edge per se, and you know, we can do all things because it's unlimited. So it's as a daily, on a daily, you have to first toss out mails, send out proposals, and try to meet prospects and try to convert on most of the time. It might actually work out and it might not work out, but I just want to say it's a little bit crazy because the market is unpredictable as a Nigerian entrepreneur. I can't really say there's a word to it, but then there's so much you can do as an entrepreneur because there's a demand for service. The service industry, there's a high demand for it, especially if you're in the IT sector. There's also a demand for commodities. We are a consuming nation, and about, according to Wikipedia, we have about 90 million youths in Nigeria. So that's a whole, an amazing number for you to run a business in Nigeria. There's so much you can do, there's so much opportunities, even with the fact that the banks ain't giving them money. With as little as 20k naira, 20,000 naira, I mean, you could start up a business that would end up, you know, I won't say raking in the big bucks, but then somewhere around that. So innovation is real and paramount, and there's so much you can do. So that's my major tiny take. And yes, the election is around the corner too. I'd say I'm really, really not hyped about it. I would say, well, they're campaigning, but I haven't really seen a prospect or the ideal leader per se for this country. Because fine, say the ones that would love to vote for, their parties are not recognized half of the time, and they don't stand a chance of winning based on the polls that have been held across the country. And yes, they have the potential to be great leaders, to inspire people, but then heck, the ones voting for them don't really know half of them, and then the ones that know them don't really think they're good enough to win. Not that they're not good enough to win, but their votes, they might not be that awesome to rake in the votes, because half of the country are not really, the majority half that is voting, they're not really they're not really educated, and they're not exposed enough to know the ideal leaders they would love or they want for them to, you know. But no, politics is not really my forte. Like, it's something I'm pretty much leeching on right now. But I'd say, yeah, the election is going to be quite a big one in Nigeria in the coming months, and it's this 2019 election would shape the future of this country in the next 4 years. So give or take, we hope and we pray that the best leader comes out at the end of the day. And who knows, it's a little bit not like what I would love to say or what I would love to break my head about, and I just do the necessary campaign for the person I feel like is going to be the good leader. I think I'm rooting for Fela Durotoye because I've known him for a while now, and he's been a leader in the industry, that's the public speaking industry. But I don't know how he can do as a president, but let's just see how the story unfolds. I'm just keeping my arms crossed and enjoying the I don't know, I would say tide, but I'm not really in the ocean, so I'm just watching the news and, you know, following the trends. That's what's up. And yeah, yesterday was a little hectic too. Yeah, so I had to prospect, I had to meet a client because I was converting, and also I'm in the service delivery sector. I run a firm that provides services like in web development and social media marketing and also digital marketing. And yeah, Nigeria has not really caught up in that area yet. We're still, you know, crawling along there, but a lot of firms are realizing that social media could drive their business forward. So I'm pitching ideas and how to use social media to convert on client, how to pitch to people without actually being in a room with them with Instagram or Facebook Live or YouTube. So it was a crazy meeting, and this is me trying to educate somebody that doesn't really know how much about it, and I had to walk him through the basics and all. It was a little crazy for me though, but heck, we tried it. And also in the midst of the craziness, I was trying to figure my why, like what was the reason, what was the tilt point for the brand, for me as a person, what's the essence, what's the driving force for me, what's the reason why I wanted to start the business in the first place. And well, at the end of the day, I just realized that majorly I really want to touch the lives of people and I want to impact in people. So yeah, that's enough reason for me to start a brand and do something and touch the lives of people. I don't know, I'm supposed to be telling you how you're supposed to be innovative and all, but I really just want to make it like a diary session today. Like, I just tell you how I feel, what I think, and what you should do. Well, I don't know, listen, innovate, be good, and create possibilities. You're much more amazing than you are right now. That's what I'll tell you. And while I'd love for you to subscribe and click notification so that you get the latest updates on the podcasts, the latest episode in the feed, I'd love to have you come back again and listen. Yes, we are making good tides, and the last one is about to hit 100 listens, and that's amazing. Thank you very much for sticking around. What can I say? I love to have you back.